Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's a fair point. What I would say, like, in the man, I went back and looked at that as well. So in the man-to-man snaps, Christian was on one of those top two guys the majority of the time. And now in zone, like, I mean, it really doesn't matter. No, I shouldn't say it doesn't matter where he is, but in those man-to-man snaps, he was, for the most part, where we wanted him to be.
What an answer from Gerard Mayo yesterday. When you really parse that out, that's it's interesting. And it's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. He was asked about the game plan against the Rams, which we asked Christian Gonzalez about this on Monday when we weren't asking him man-to-man
To man
questions, Keith.
It's coming back on Monday by popular demand.
Yes. Three men, 10 questions, nothing to do with sports. His answer about the game plan, though, was, look, I do what the coaches asked me to do.
Yeah.
But that's what you say when you don't want to say more and get yourself in trouble. But of course he wants to be on Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. Of course he does. He's a top flight NFL corner.
As a Patriots fan, I would have liked him to be on one of those guys as well.
So that answer from Gerard May, I love it on so many levels. He goes, he cuts off Mike Reese in the middle of his question, number one, which is a tell.
Yeah.
He goes, it's fair point.
Yeah.
What I would say.
Of course. What I would say. Just say it.
Yeah. Just get to it. I went back and looked at it. So number one.
Oh, you did?
I feel like as the head coach of the New England Patriots, you should have had a pretty good grasp on that. You're not like, let me go back and look at that one. Mm. You know, like there's something to be said, like, I got to watch the tape.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to see this play or that play. A player's usage and their matchup, I feel like that's one you shouldn't need to rewatch.
Especially when you're getting pants.
Yeah.
The two best receivers on the other team who Matt Stafford throws to all the time are being thrown to all the time and are being very productive. What can we do to stop that? Oh, I don't know. We have one really good corner. What is he doing on those plays?
So, a couple of things. Number one, I am fine with a coach. A lot of times I think it's deflecting, but I'll allow for, hey, we just got off the field. I got to watch the tape on that one when you're asking about a specific play.
Post-game.
Sunday after
the
a game.
The second after the game. Yeah.
He spoke on Monday and was asked about it. And now on Wednesday.
Nah, he had a chance to look
at it. He's like, I went back and looked at it. And again, what I wouldn't allow for is the match. Like, you should have a good feeling on who was on which player, when, and their usage and that game plan style stuff. You should have a good grasp on. He had to go back and watch it, is at least what he claims. He says, in man-to-man snaps. So how much were they in man-to-man versus zone? I don't know. Christian was on one of those two guys a majority of the time.
I think people have come out and said that's not true.
Okay.
The all 22 people.
Let's even say it's true.
I don't think it is.
Okay, let's say it is. Let's say he's right. And the all 22 people, they don't know. Pro Football Focus,
true.
You don't know.
It's possible.
Okay, let's say Mayo's right a majority of the time. What does that mean?
No, I think
more than half. That doesn't mean he was on them all the time.
Yeah.
That means he was on them slightly more than just saying a majority of the time.
So even
doesn't
that,
mean all the time. But, it means a little more than half.
That's up for debate apparently because I either read or heard somewhere that it wasn't. Let's say it was 16 times, right? They were in man to man or whatever on pass plays.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was 9, give or take. It might be 9 on this side, might be 9 on that side. But either way, it's not good enough. Like, so who else is he on? Who else is Gonzalez?
DeMarcus Robinson. Like Doug Kyd had a tweet in the middle of the game. It was DeMarcus Robinson.
You shut him down.
He didn't do anything.
DeMarcus Robinson was quiet.
Another win for Christian Gonzalez.
Terrible. Yeah, that one makes no sense. And two, this is Gerard Mayo's alleged expertise. He's a defensive player, defensive coach. So this isn't, you know, you're getting smoked And yet, you know, something offensively, right? You would still be annoyed because he is the head coach. He is the buck stops here or whatever he always says. But you'd be like, all right, that's more of a question probably for Van Pelt. When the defense is getting torched by the best players, because that is one thing you could say most of the Belichick run, is if a team had an obvious go-to guy, that guy probably wasn't going to have a great game, right? Or maybe if they have two, you at least take one of them out.
Make you play left-handed.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I always go back to those Texans games where the Texans would have a decent regular season, they'd play the Patriots, J.J. Watt would be quiet, and DeAndre Hopkins wouldn't do anything. And then they were like, all right, everybody else, go ahead. Everybody else can beat you. Oh, you can't. And then that's how the game would go. Meanwhile, it's like, I bet they throw to Puka Nacua Cooper Kupp. And then they throw to Puka Nacua Cooper Kupp, and they just torch you that
way. And you never adjust. And right. The justification was, well, when we were a man-to-man, he was on those guys a majority of the time. Mm-hmm. He also said this, in zone, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, what, where he is?
Where he's lined up doesn't really matter. That's good to know.
Okay.
He says, now I shouldn't say it doesn't matter.
Oh, God.
But man-to-man, for the most part, that's where we wanted him to be on those two guys. So just that is not a satisfactory answer.
No.
And does that sound like a guy who's in command, to your point, Keith?
It does not.
Of his side of the ball. He's a defensive guy. And by Wednesday, he's like, oh, I went and looked at that because I was curious about it myself. It's like, you should be hands-on about that.
That was real interesting.
You should have real intimate knowledge of that, and you don't. And so that's part of the big problem with Jerod Mayo.
The defense has gotten worse each of the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they had the really good defense in 21, which is part of the reason why that Mac Jones team made the playoffs. But then they took a step back in 22, another step back in 23, and now this defense even worse than it was than last year.
Covington tomorrow, right? Part of our coordinator series?
All right.
Good timing.
Yeah,
I think Van Pelt was good timing last week. I think this is good timing for Covington.
Yeah, this will be good.
So we'll do that tomorrow. You can listen live on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. 37937. Guys, I want Higgins and Godwin at all costs. Godwin is an interesting name. He's coming off an injury, but he'll be a free agent.
Will he be ready to go start of the season?
I don't know. It was a fractured ankle. It was a pretty gruesome one. But it's a fractured ankle, so my sense is yes. It wasn't an ACL, it wasn't an Achilles, but that's just a guess. I don't know that. Let's see. I want the Patriots to bring in a proven guy like Higgins or whichever top free agents are available and draft a wide receiver like Travis Hunter, who, by the way, he's not necessarily a receiver. He might be a corner who moonlights at wide receiver. Teteroa McMillan, Luther Burden, another highly sought-after receiver. You said this the other day, Keith. I agree 100%. I want the trade or free agent wide receiver before I want the drafted wide receiver.
Yeah, I know most of the draft busts were Belichick, but even this past year, Jalen Polk and Javon Baker are not trending in the right direction. Nope. So I'd rather just take my chances with an established guy, throw the money at, make a big trade with that, and then you can focus on offensive line or pass rush or whatever in the draft.
Yeah, I like some of those receivers in the draft. I don't trust the Patriots.
They'll take the wrong one.
Don't trust them at all. Yep. So, Higgins, Godwin, those are your free agents. Debo, DK, those are trade candidates. Maybe a guy you'll face this Sunday, Jalen Waddle, who's basically out of the game plan, in Miami.